Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here again. I just got finished recording my last episode of the Not My Kind of Entertainment. That was my previous episode that I just got finished recording, and now I decided to hit the record button again and talk about something else, which I kind of hinted at the end of my previous episode. And it's basically about this idea of me not really liking being in a crowd setting of any kind. And I kind of want to go back and explore, you know, where this sort of thing came from. And what I usually what I default to when it comes to explaining this about myself is I call this the fishbowl analogy, like the fishbowl story. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. So imagine the world and society, everybody in it, is we all are like goldfish swimming in a fishbowl, right? Think of this giant fishbowl we're all swimming in. And so we're all like goldfish, right? We're all human beings. But the thing is, let's say because of the way I grew up and the way that I was constantly shunned and isolated by my peers, the way that I was so lonely in this world where it felt like it was me against the world and I had nobody to rely on, no help. People were just disrespecting me and hurting me left and right. And so what the other fish did to me, you know, being another goldfish, was they teamed up against me and basically threw me out of the fishbowl. And so outside of the fishbowl I land, right? And I'm gasping for air because I cannot breathe without being in water. But the other fish decided that this was my fate. They were going to cast me out, and that's what they did. And so I'm suffocating, I'm flipping, I'm flopping on the, let's say we're on a desk, a giant desk that holds the giant fishbowl. And so I'm suffocating, I'm dying, right? But rather than die and pass out, or, you know, not pass out, that's not the same thing. Rather than die because I suffocate, I instead evolve. And I evolve in a way that allows me to breathe without needing to be in water. And I evolve to the point where I can exist outside of the fishbowl. And because I exist now outside of the fishbowl, I am on the outside looking in to the fishbowl. And that perspective allows me to see things that other people cannot because they are busy being on the inside of the fishbowl. And on top of that, I've evolved to the point where I can actually see those things. And it's not just because I'm on the outside of the fishbowl, but I've evolved and I've grown to the point where I don't need the water to survive. And these are basically all metaphors for sort of my growth and my way of seeing things, right? So that basically concludes the fishbowl analogy. And I've explained this before on multiple occasions with the glasses that I wear, right? The glasses that you see me wear on camera or in person, if you ever see me in person, they're not prescription glasses. I don't wear glasses because I need them to see better. I wear glasses because they are symbolic of the lens that I possess for the world. The way that I view things has been different from how most of my peers have viewed things. That's what the glasses that I wear represent. And that sort of manifested in the fishbowl analogy with me being on the outside of the fishbowl looking in, right? Because I see things differently. While everybody else has their own sort of limited perspective, they can only see what's in the fishbowl and not what's outside of it. And so, of course, this fishbowl analogy came up with this idea when I was still in high school. That's how old this fishbowl analogy is. So things have changed, the way that I view the things and the way that I view the fishbowl analogy have changed as well. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm super amazing and awesome and I know everything and everybody else is blind. That's not what I think. But that's just the fishbowl analogy that I used at the time to sort of help explain to people what I was thinking and going through at the time, right? And so ever since that sort of happened, you know, growing up in an environment that people, you know, they rejected me. Right. Like I say before all the time, people sort of isolated me, left me to my own devices when I needed help. Nobody offered it. Even my parents at home didn't offer it. My sister didn't offer it. So I was basically feeling like it was me against the world and by myself. And because I felt so solitary and confined and lonely, right, I had to become strong for myself and I credit myself for the strength that I've built up for most of my life, right? It was not a consequence. The way that I am today has not developed because people were there to help me. The way that I developed was not because I fit in somewhere. The way that I developed and turned out was not because I had some school of fish to swim with. It was because I was the fish that was thrown out of the fishbowl and left to suffocate and die. And I managed to work with what I had to evolve to a point where I didn't need the water to survive like everybody else did, and then, you know, develop my own way of seeing things. But that's sort of the whole point of that fishbowl analogy. I mean, well, that's actually part of the point that explains I don't like fitting into crowds. I also don't like fitting into crowds or being a part of a crowd, because I feel like that, and I don't mean this to sound arrogant, right? But I feel like if I were to blend in with a crowd, that I would somehow be typical or just like everybody else in the crowd that I'm with. And I actually really, really detest that idea that I am somebody who's typical, because that I feel like that severely undermines my individuality and who I am as a person and the things that I've been through and how far I've come. I really don't like the idea of being similar. I certainly don't like the idea of conformity, right? Now, if you've paid close attention to my content in the past, then you know that I really, really don't like the idea of conformity, right? And I sort of get that impression. When you think of a crowd, you think of people conforming to one another's behavior, right? Crowds usually gather because of some singular purpose or goal, something in common. And I don't like seeing myself as somebody who has commonalities with like other people. I like standing on my own two feet. I like being my own individual. And I think to sort of fit into a crowd or be in a crowd would undermine that. And so that's sort of why I like to stand out in a way and not be a part of other people's groups. Like, I am my own person, and I encourage other people to think the same way about themselves. I don't want anyone to diminish their qualities or their character just so that it fits in the mold of everybody else around them. This was a problem that I had with a lot of my school life, was all these popular kids, you know, they set the standard of to be popular, to be cool, you had to be obnoxious and loud, you had to break the rules, you had to disrespect the teachers, you know. They set this golden standard of you have to possess those qualities and act that way to be popular. And of course, because those were the popular kids, a lot of people who didn't have any spines or backbones, they listened to them. And of course, they ended up being the same way, which meant, good thing for me, more obnoxious and immature and loud kids who broke the rules and disrespected teachers. I guess I was just a goody two-shoes, right? Because I wasn't like that. And so people looked down on me, people shunned me and disrespected me. And so I think a lot of how I am, a lot of the things that I have instilled in me today, the values, they sort of stem from a negative sentiment that I had towards those behaviors growing up through middle school and high school. And so that's why I don't like conformity, because I've seen what conformity does to people. It makes people worse a lot of the time. I mean, I think there are good forms of conformity, like if everybody, you know, followed the laws and like treated each other respectfully and people conform to that behavior because so many people around them are being respectful, right? Conformity can work for you and for good values. It's just that I've seen so much of it growing up where conformity leads to people molding towards bad behavior. And that's why I got sick of conformity as a whole. And here's the thing, even if conformity works for good values, right? Even if people conform to respect, conform to kindness, conform to integrity and honesty and loyalty, I still don't like conformity, right? Which is surprising, right? Because why wouldn't you want more people to do good things? And it's not true. I do want more people to do good things, but I don't want them to do them because of conformity. I do not want people to not think for themselves. You know, if you're only doing good things because other people around you are doing good things, you're doing good things for the wrong reason. I want people to do good things because they feel like it's in their values, it's in their heart. They know that it's the right thing to do. I don't want people doing good things just because, oh, everybody else around me is doing this, so I guess I got to do it too. That's not a good enough reason. You need to think on your own two feet and, you know, come up for yourself why you think it's important to be respectful, why you think it's important to be kind and honest. Why is it important, right? Ask yourself those things, come up with your own reasons, and then decide for yourself, right? Do you want to be an honest person or not? Do you want to be a good person or not? Do you want to be kind or not? Respectful or not? Right? And if you come up reasonably. Like, if you are a reasonable person, and let's say you come up with the idea that respect is not a quality that you want to possess, then that's your choice, that's your right. As a human being with free will, you can choose to not be a respectful person. And as weird as it may sound, I would rather somebody think on their own two feet and come up with good reasons why it's bad to be respectful versus somebody act good, but only because they conform to everybody else around them. I know that sounds really weird, but that's how much I stress the idea of, like I say all the time, doing your mental homework and standing on your own two feet, right? Don't just mold to the crowd. Don't be like a bunch of sheep, you know? Don't be afraid of standing out and not fitting in with everybody else. I mean, we're all created differently. We're all possessing different qualities and traits and characteristics and talents. Why would you want to be a carbon copy of somebody else? Why would you want to just blend in and look like everybody else, talk like everybody else, be like everybody else? That's just boring. You know, I don't want to be in a group of people who all look alike and think alike and just are the same. And so, I mean, of course, that's different from people uniting under a singular idea or cause, right? It's just the levels of conformity that I've witnessed, especially growing up, they were just so terrible and so obnoxious that it's hard for me. It's just been integrated into who I am now. I am not a fan of conformity. Please think on your own two feet and come up with things for yourself, not because other people around you are doing it, thinking it, or saying it. And again, this is why I don't like being a part of a crowd or fitting into a crowd. It's for these exact reasons. And thinking about it now, I really think I articulated my point very clearly in this episode. So I'm going to make sure I share this one because I think it's important. This was meant to be a Life of Lucas episode, and I will still label it as such, but it's also got some value packed in it, hopefully, for the audience to listen to and consume. So with that said, I don't really have any other episodes I'm thinking of right now to make, but if I do, then I will be sure to make them. Until then, I will see you all next time. Take care of yourselves. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.